From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has set off a deadly car bombing in Yemen. The bomb exploded outside the Qabat al-Mahdi Mosque in Sana'a's old city, where Houthi rebels and other Shiites pray. Security officials said that at least two people were killed and six others injured in the blast. Video from the scene showed the charred remains of the car outside the mosque, surrounded by blast debris. The Islamic State claimed credit for the attack. This is the second attack in Yemen's capital city claimed by the Islamic State affiliate there. On Wednesday, a series of bombings killed at least four people and wounded 60 others. Meanwhile, airstrikes by Saudi-led coalition continued Saturday, hitting Sana'a International Airport and a nearby military base. Planes also hit several other targets, including Aden, Lajj, and Sada'a. The European Central Bank has agreed to increase emergency funding for Greek banks after their customers withdrew more than $4 billion in the last week. The additional ECB funding is reported to be up to $3.4 billion to keep Greek banks afloat until Monday. More funds may be needed as finance ministers of 19 Eurozone countries are expected to meet in Brussels. EU President Donald Tusk called the emergency summit of EU finance ministers for Monday after financiers of Eurozone countries failed to reach an agreement with Greece on Thursday. The Monday meeting could determine whether international creditors will unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people have gathered outside the Emmanuel AME African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, Saturday to pay respects and offer condolences to those affected by the shooting deaths of nine people there this week. The mourners gathered at the historic church, where a makeshift shrine of flowers, balloons, and cards covers the sidewalk. Betty Bell is a 31-year Charleston resident.
It gives you hope. Things could get better. And it's just nice to see all these people come together like this. Just to try to overcome the hatred in the world with a little love.
In New York, congregants gathered at one of the country's largest AME churches for a morning prayer service, followed by a march and rally. Church leaders and Mayor Bill de Blasio were scheduled to speak. In Detroit, the local chapter of the Reverend Al Sharpton's group, the National Action Network, was holding an interfaith gathering in response to the Charleston shooting. An interracial prayer service will also take place in Atlanta, a key city in the U.S. civil rights movement. The suspect in the mass shooting, 21-year-old Dylan Roof, a white man with a recent history of racist views, is being held on $1 million bond in the Charleston County Jail. Saturday is World Refugee Day, and the United Nations Refugee Agency says in a new report that a record number of people have been forced to flee their homes in search of safety. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, spoke in Geneva.
Their numbers are growing and accelerating every single day on every continent. In 2014, an average of 42,500 people became refugees, asylum seekers, or internally displaced persons every single day. And that is four times more than just 4 years ago. These people rely on us for their survival and hope.
The UN says that one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. The UNHCR says if this were the population of a country, it would be the world's 24th largest. Three people were killed and at least 34 others injured when a man drove his SUV at high speed into a crowd in Graz, Austria, Saturday. Police said that six of those injured, including two children, are in serious condition. A police commander said the man, a 26-year-old Austrian of Bosnian origin, was known for domestic violence and was arrested after the incident. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.